The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, two words come to mind, Manishtana and Dayenu, and I don't know which one it should be.
Well, first of all, I've been polishing up my soapbox because, you know, I've heard so many topics of which I have very definite opinions, as you can well believe, both on the Piers Morgan, Sharon Osbourne, brouhaha, another on whether or not we should move for religious men. And I agree with whoever said, can you control your thoughts for a few hours? You know, we have to look at things in context. We are traveling, not performing X-rated things aboard a plane. That is just my opinions. You may throw tomatoes and send me the hate mail after this broadcast.
No, I'm very grateful for that. Thank you. I was wondering what a strong, powerful woman would think. Rolien, we have to talk elections. It's happening tomorrow for the fourth time in 2 years. Oh my goodness me. What's going to happen? Deadlock? A fifth election?
Oh, well, all I know is that I have the day off and a really nice bottle of wine to share with my husband.
Yeah, probably the safest. Yep.
I tell you, but we're headed to elections again. You know, it's moved from beyond deja vu to deja mu, and I think you can all figure out what I mean by deja mu. But, yeah, not much fanfare about these elections. It's more like a yawn, a sigh. If it's a Tuesday in March, it must be election time. But, yeah, we're headed to the polls again tomorrow. And, you know, the million shekel question everybody's asking is, can the deadlock be broken? And right now, with the way the polls are looking, that is highly unlikely. So, getting, you know, maybe mustn't pack away the mangal or the braai or whatever you want to call it for the next couple of months, because we might be headed there again. But hey, who knows? Anything can happen. I think even now the president, Reuven Rivlin, has said he will take his time in inviting whoever it is to form a unity government. I think, you know, he does have very, very limited political power or influence, but I think even the president agrees, Zema spik khalas, enough is enough. We need to get a government voted in, functioning, and doing those important tasks of signing off budgets and governing the country.
Absolutely couldn't agree with you more. And heard a comment the other day that really took me aback because my brain hadn't gone there. Somebody said they wish that Netanyahu got 65 seats, an absolute comprehensive and complete victory, so then he wouldn't have to get into bed with the extreme right and the extreme religious, which would then have serious ramifications for diaspora-Israel relations. And I thought that was a really interesting thought. And I wondered, do you think there's anybody thinking that, that I need to give him my vote to give him a proper majority?
This election's more like a referendum. Should Bibi stay or should Bibi go? You know, you've got the very, very strong supporters who, I must say, haven't been behaving very well in the run-up to this election. We have had multiple incidents reported of harassment and abuse. And you know, you can't intimidate people into voting for you. And on the other hand, we've got people saying, you know, whoever comes in, do they have the gravitas that a Bibi Netanyahu has? The next available rival is Yesh Atid's Yair Lapid. You know, the very first time that Yesh Atid performed at the polls, they really were the little party that could, because they came from nowhere to grab a lot of seats. But you know, here we have the big issue around Netanyahu and a lot of discussion about the character or the personality that is the prime minister, and people who do vote him into office tend to not separate separate the prime minister from a lot of the issues that alienate a lot of the voter base. But yes, we do have many, many issues in this country. One is that if we don't recapture the center, Israel will very much swing to the right, and this could have ramifications for diaspora Jewry.
All right. Well, no doubt you will give us, although I believe the results will take a while to come out given COVID and other issues, Rolene. Is that correct?
Yes, we won't expect results as soon as we would normally expect results, but they could take a couple of days because of social distancing and because of the issues in and around the coronavirus pandemic.
All right, so let's move on to the ICC. What are developments in that regard?
Well, last week we spoke about the fact that a letter of intent to investigate had been sent to Israel, and we had 30 days to respond if we indeed choose to respond. Well, our National Security Council have met. They're planning their response to the letter. But we've now heard from our IDF chief, Aviv Kochavi. He's weighed in on this, and he says that not only will Israel protect all our service personnel, but he's condemned the investigation. And he's also said something very, very important. He says The Hague is living in the old world. In the Middle East, there is a new area of terrorism, and there are very different tactics between the type of ways that terror organizations carry out their attacks. He says it is our enemies who have chosen to settle in populated areas and place thousands of missiles and rockets there that by definition hit civilians. Anyone who thinks of preventing us from attacking rockets inside a populated built-up area is abandoning our citizens in our built-up space. So he's alluding to the use of human shields. He's alluding to the use of asymmetrical warfare. And he's alluding to the fact that Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and various groups like that not only stockpile their weapons in hospitals, in mosques, in schools, in people's private homes, but they fire from within their population groups. And it's something that we continuously notice, especially those of us who work as analysts, we notice about Western countries is that they expect Israel, because Israel is seemingly Western, to operate or have to deal with issues that Western countries have to deal with. We don't. We're a Western-looking country, very, very firmly situated in the Middle East. And the issues that we have to deal with, no other country has to. Arson, balloon terror, marches on our borders. And this very unique phenomenon of the use of human shields and firing from within civilian populations onto ours. And, you know, we can't forget that we had a team of generals from various countries visit Israel shortly after Operation Protective Edge, which is one of the areas of consideration for this investigation. And we heard those generals say Israel, by the very, very, very concerted effort that we take to protect civilians in this type of warfare, has set the standard very, very high for other countries who have warfare.
My problem with this, Rolene, is that the date that this inquiry began happened after the kidnap of those three boys. You've been judged and found guilty already.
Well, absolutely. They've ignored something very, very, very pertinent to this case. And even if you read the wording of this, you can see that, you know, we don't need to be investigated. They've made their decision already. However, there is still a chance that this investigation might not happen, which is what we're hoping for. As the ICC changes its chief prosecutor, the incoming chief prosecutor might look at this and decide, well, you know what, this is in direct contradiction to our mandate. Especially when we've got other crimes against humanity happening around the world. This is politicizing something or an area that doesn't need this kind of focus. We don't have jurisdiction, which is the area of concern for Israel, and maybe we're not going to push ahead with this.
Rolene, can you do Palestinian vaccine rollout in a minute, or do you want to carry over? Up to you.
Sure. Are you challenging me? You know I love a challenge, Simon. Let's go. In under a minute, Israel has vaccinated over 105,000 Palestinians who hold legal permits. We are also starting to shut down major inoculation centers because the bulk of our population has been vaccinated. However, the Palestinians have started their vaccination rollout. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, received his vaccine yesterday. They've started their vaccine rollout with at-risk groups being priority in the West Bank, and this is part of the COVAX scheme, the international COVAX scheme. Is that in under a minute? How did I do?
You did superbly well, as I expected you would. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. Go vote. Get a government, a proper one.
I'm going to try. What can I do? At least I can try.
At least you can try.